past eight. Jay and Dave for breakfast, everything Mackay Wood Sundays this morning, live from Caneland Central, a day for our 75-kilometre walk for our Gimme 5 for Kids appeal. We've got an update on our tally board coming up before the 8:30 news this morning, but endurance-wise, this is pretty hard. So I was surprised when we received a message this morning from Steve Monaghetti, the celebrity and athlete extraordinaire, wanting to give us some tips on endurance.
That's right, Jay. The guy that actually knows how to do endurance racing, and he's an absolute legend of booty, was up here not that long ago, Hamilton Island, is Steve Monaghetti. Now, Steve, good morning to you first off. How do you keep focus?
Well, I think you set little goals along the way. Good luck, guys. I mean, it's an amazing effort. Good on you. But I think you've got to break it up a little bit. You know, I'd be doing, when I used to run marathons, I'd sort of do, it's 42K, and we've got a lake here that's 6K, so seven laps around that. So sort of make it relative to something that you're comfortable with. So maybe, you know, 10 7.5K sections and just tick them off one at a time and, you know, share the lead around a little bit, maybe swap over. Because I used to, you know, when you're in front, it's a bit harder and you take the win for a while. So just break it up a little bit like that. And some other things I used to do was disassociate. So you'd actually just take in all the instant, don't worry about it for a while and just think, oh, you know, life's pretty good. And think, maybe look around or think about something else, because it's a very long time concentrate and to be able to hang in there for. So there are a couple of little tips, and maybe even factor in some silence and quiet time, because you feel an obligation to talk all the time and to concentrate. So just, you know, 5 minutes every half an hour where you just agree you won't talk. That stuff like that's really good.
Okay, now, Steve, is there a point where you start going a little bit loopy in the head? Is there that point in the race or something that you just go, well, okay, I'm seeing things?
Oh, there sure is, no doubt about that. For you guys, it's, you know, 0.0 when you start, because you're already loopy. So you'll be fine. You'll get better.
But so what you're actually saying to us is that, you know, when we start feeling normal, that's when we should be worried.
That's right. That's when you're going loopy. That's when the general population's going loopy. That's right. No, I had a friend who did ultras, and he had an invisible friend that he'd run along with, and trees started popping up in the middle of the road. All those sorts of things happen, and that's just part of the, that's part of the experience. Imagine all the stories you'd be able to tell afterwards.
Oh, yeah. But all of a sudden, I turned into Mario and Luigi, and we started doing the video games. Look, Steve, thank you very much for your help with focus and during the endurance for 75 kilometres.
No worries, Dave. Jay, good luck, guys.
Oh, thank you, mate. You know what? All I got from that is to try and concentrate. And I can't concentrate because my feet are killing me right now. Only a few hours in, but it's all for a great cause. Gimme 5 for Kids. We've got a tally update coming up after the break. It's 8:15 with Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning.